We're catching up with Chris Hartley from West Coast Livestock. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom, and good morning to your many listeners.
So, Chris, we're talking the Katanning sheep sale there yesterday. How did that one go?
Yeah, pretty good, Tom, pretty good. So agents yarded approximately 15,000 sheep and lambs at Katanning this week. It was a very mixed quality yarding on offer and predominantly made up mostly a wide range of classes of crossbred and merino lambs and a moderate supply of ewe mutton. Processing lamb prices improved while mutton prices remained similar. Extra heavyweight lambs sold from 190 to 210, heavyweights 170 to 190, and trade weights 150 to 170. Lighter weight lambs made up the larger percentage of lambs consigned, and these sold over a wide range depending on processor, feedlotter and grazier suitability. The best store lambs of these sold from 120 to 150, lighter weights 100 to 120, while the smaller frame, very lightweight lambs sold from $60 to $100. Best heavy mutton sold from 170 to 200, medium weights 150 to 170, heavy boning ewes 120 to 150, and the lighter weights over a wide range of 80 to 120. Wethers, as per usual, sold at slightly better dollar per head value than the ewe muttons, with best heavy types realising 180 to 210 and the lighter weights 140 to 170. Graziers were active, purchasing good lines of store wethers at 100 to 120 for the better lines and 80 to 100 for the very light types. The best processing lambs sold from $60 to $80, while the lighter weights realised $20 to $60. And that's it for Katanning, Tom.